each of us is now being drawn, in one way or another, to that same great vision. It is more than a vision. It is an emerging force. It is the next step in our evolutionary journey. Humanity, the human species, is longing now to touch that force, to shed that which interferes with clear contact. Much of the difficulty in doing this lies in the fact that the vocabulary with which to address this new force, which is indeed the eternal force, is not yet born. In this moment, and in this hour of human evolution, this proper vocabulary and means of addressing that which longs to transcend religiosity and spirituality and assume the position of authentic power is longing to be born. We need to give that which we as a species are now touching consciously for the first time a vocabulary that is not clouded, so that it can be identified clearly in the acts and judgments of the human race, so that it can be seen clearly, not through veils of mystery or mysticism, but simply as the authentic power that moves the force fields of this earth of ours. I hope that this book will assist. As a way of talking about what we are and what we are becoming, I have used the terms five-sensory and multisensory. Multisensory is not better than five-sensory. It is simply more appropriate now. As one system of human experience winds down and another, more advanced system emerges, the older system may appear by comparison to be lacking. But from the perspective of the universe, the language of comparison is not the language of lesser and better, but of limitation and opportunity. The experiences of the multisensory human are less limited than the experiences of the five-sensory human. They provide more opportunities for growth and development, and more opportunities to avoid unnecessary difficulties.